So I'm going to shift my questions a little bit, slightly away from your role here as a professional, but your role here as a human being. So as the different documents that you have dealt with, and now in your role as Chief of Information and Evidence, you have been exposed to some pretty brutal facts, basically.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I'm asking if you can reflect on how this experience has affected you as a human being. It's a difficult question, so take your time. But I think it's one you've thought about.
Yeah, from time to time. You do think about that from time to time. I think when you first come, I came in as a case manager, so I was first line in contact with the documents, preparing the documents. So you get to know the facts. They're gruesome, and your first reaction is actually some degree of anger, some degree of fear, especially at the time we were in Kigali. And so you have this fear, what kind of people would do this? But I think because you have so much work to do also, I think you snap out of it and then you get on with the business. And I also personally, the way it's affected me professionally is that if I'm having challenges, if I'm having problems, whether with colleagues, whether with management, I can be angry for a day or two. But I always am able to then think about the fact that it's not about me. You know, it's about people who can't do anything about what's happened to them. And this is a little contribution that I can, you know, make. And so really, whoever the object is of this, my recent feeling, it's not about the person, it's something bigger than that. And then, you know, it allows you to put things in perspective.
Does the investigation team in Kigali, are they working under you?
No.
Not the investigators in the field, but the information officer there.
Yes, yes. It's just a branch of this section in Kigali.
And yeah. Do you visit Kigali sometimes?
Oh, yes. Ideally, I should go 4 or 5 times a year. But I'm lucky if I get 3 times a year. But I also have, you know, like I said, we have 4 units. So each unit is headed by a team leader. There's a supervisor within each unit. So even if I don't visit, they visit for one thing or the other. So there is contact frequently with Kigali. Not as much as we would have liked, because like I said, one of the challenges of being here is the fact that, you know, the imperatives of the moment take over long-term planning. So it's sometimes I have to stop myself and say, you know what, we need to do this in Kigali, we need to do that in Kigali. And so Kigali feels neglected. I mean, I wouldn't lie to you, that is an issue. That the people in Kigali office, if you raise some issues, they'll say, oh, but we didn't see anyone, we've not been getting feedback, you know. So that will be one of the challenges that I see with the way the offices are set up.